a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now we're going to Britain for this one, mate.
Yum.
Going to Hadrian's Wall.
Mm.
Just a little background info on that. 122 AD.
Yeah.
The wall was put up during the reign of Emperor Hadrian.
Mm-hmm.
Was the boundary between Rome and Britannia. So when the Romans ran sort of the UK. And the unconquered Caledonia to the north. It's a big deal. It's Northumberland National Park, right?
Yeah, Robin Hood country.
Yes. And funny you should say that because what we're about to talk about is a tree that was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman in 1991.
It was a hyperfixation of mine.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, amongst that. Yeah,
right.
That was
so,
my movie of choice and theme of choice.
We've also talked about the fact that I was nine in 1991. There's a bit spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And also a little bit of like kids in the car.
But it happens right at the start.
Yeah. There's a bit right at the start in the dungeons where a guy gets his hand chopped off.
Yeah.
And as a 9 year old, that blew my mind.
But it's also a really good way to get out of your hand getting chopped. Because he's holding it there like, all right, chop my hand. And then right at the last minute, he yanks it out the way. And the guy that's holding his arm gets his arm chopped off. So I've always kept that in the brain.
Just in case, last second. Yeah.
Just in case.
Just the fact that someone could have, I just had, like, as a child, I had no idea. And then it was a part of my, and I really thought it'd be more of an issue as I grew up.
Yeah.
And maybe sort of it is a deep-seated thing. Maybe it's why I talk with my hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to make use of them while I've got them.
Okay, please stop.
Speaking of things getting chopped, though, there's a 300-year-old tree that is a long... You probably know this, man. I don't know if I'm telling you anything.
No, it's good. It's good, yeah.
I feel like an idiot now.
No, don't feel like an idiot.
This is like if you went on Hard Quiz, this would be your topic.
No, it's fine. Go on. Give me the... I don't really know all
this. The Sycamore Gap Tree.
It's called Sycamore Gap Tree,
300 years old, and last week, vandals chopped it down.
What kind of moron does that?
Not only is this sort of in your... Robin Hood, Kevin Costner wheelhouse, but it's also in your, as someone who's cried over animals and trees, wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So I was worried that this would trigger you a little bit.
Yeah, it does also trigger me.
I was hoping it would trigger you maybe a little bit because it's nice to get a bit of emotion on the radio, you know. Certainly not getting it from me. Detective Chief Inspector Rebecca Fenny Menzies.
Hi, Rebecca Fenny Menzies. I'm here for the tree.
Hands off my Fenny Menzies. Of Northumbria Police told media senseless destruction of what is undoubtedly a world-renowned landmark and a local treasure has quite rightly resulted in an outpour of shock, horror and anger throughout the northeast and further afield.
Yes.
So there's two people that have been arrested, a man in his 60s who has come out. He is a lumberjack.
Yeah.
Who lives near, like just down the road and has just been evicted from where he lives and now he's living in a van.
Oh, so they're like suspect number one.
And he gave a statement to the media and said, I'm effing innocent. Straight up and down.
Yeah.
Such a lumberjack. And apparently a 16-year-old has also been arrested and then like sort of released on bail. So they don't quite know who's chopped down this 300-year-old tree yet.
But they're doing this DNA test.
Yeah, so
Have you
can.
Seen that?
Yeah, yeah. So they and they do it to track illegal loggers and stuff. So
yeah.
You can. So it's not technically a DNA test, but they can check sort of like they scientifically, chemically check chainsaws and whatnot, and
yeah,
and work
the sawdust and everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I just kind of feel like there's one glaring issue with that. Wouldn't you just wash the chainsaw afterwards? Like,
yeah, but that's as soon as I was reading, I was like, well, the person who's chopped it down's obviously taken it home and given it a hose.
Yeah, because that lumberjack's like, hey, check out the sawdust.
Yeah.
It's got the tree's, you know, DNA-ish on it.
He's pointing them in that direction away from him. Anyway, it is sad.
It's very sad.
They've got a drone shot and it looks like a piece of broccoli.
Yeah, a very sad piece of broccoli, which you never see.
Actually, sorry, a little bit of silver lining. So they think that they can... regrow it from the stump.
Oh.
Yep. Unlike the hand of the guy from Robin Hood. My understanding as a 9-year-old boy.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. is it? Guess the year.
21 gigawatts. Pop, hey, all right. I got the head move going today.
I feel it.
Bit of Night at the Roxbury style.
How did we go last week, Leggy, with Guess the Year?
Was that one I won?
Absolutely not. You won nothing last week.
I heard you were absolutely woeful.
Let's not even get started on what TV theme on Wednesday.
Now, I've heard some pretty terrible things.
No matter how bad I was, Will Boddington was worse.
Yeah, something wrong with that kid.
Just one thing. Here's how today's game's going to work, guys. We're going to play little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard the song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
Yeah, we are.
Ready to play. Here we go. Guess the year. Question number one. Tell us, what year did this song come out?
You're all over that, aren't you?
Oh, I've got no idea.
I've got no idea, but I mean, you can kind of get a guess.
You can get a vibe. Yeah,
definitely a vibe.
I could be an entire decade off here.
That's the way you got to go up a chance of airway. I think so. All right. I've written something down. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. 1993.
Oh, wasn't that far off.
Good on you.
It's good.
All right, so 3, 3, and 5. Let's find out.
The year was 1994.
Oh, thank you. We will take a point each for that.
I would have loved to have beaten both of you on that one because you were so smug about it over there. Log was.
What's going on with your jaw?
I was just happy.
Love to beat you, but I don't know what to do. Here we go. Question number two.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
Good shit.
How bizarre.
Sharing a room with my sister Kristen, and she had this on CD single.
Beverly Hills 90210 90s.
Yes, mine. Let's not bring up mine. Mine just had the stamp of the postcode.
The logo, yeah.
She had Jason Priestley.
So what year at high school was I in for that one? All right, I know.
I don't know if it's exactly that time, but it's definitely around that time.
Yeah. All right. Have we written something down?
Yes, got it.
3, 2, 1.
1996.
Five.
The year was 1996.
Okay, Tom of I've won.
Mm. No, you're equal.
Okay,
you're
not a team against me. You sit out this one then, because now it's a tiebreaker.
I've been off by 1 year both times.
And that's great.
And I'm on 0 points. All
celebrating mediocrity, as you would say.
Wow, good for you.
Would he say that?
Yeah, he's told that to me before. Okay.
Regularly.
Every day. Here we go. Question number three.
Her love shines over my horizon. She's a slice of heaven.
Hey, Dobbin.
Unofficial Kiwi national anthem. When my brother-in-law helped me take my father-in-law out to ask him permission to marry Carly, or like for his blessing. And it was a big night, and coming home in the Uber, I made them play this song, and then I just screamed, because he's Kiwi, I just screamed at him from the back seat, sing it, sing it. And he sung it.
He sung it.
Nice.
Have we all written down a year?
Yeah.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. 1989.
88.
Oh, okay.
The year was 1987.
Oh, we're all over. All right, and that's game over. We're not going for a fourth because that's a tie for Loggy and I, which doesn't taste great, but also doesn't taste that bad. That's Guess the Year for this week. Returns next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So this has been going viral. The season 4 episode 1 has dropped on Disney+. The Kardashians. They're back again.
Boring episode, apparently.
Not at all.
No, Carly watched some of it last night. She's like, it's pretty boring.
So it fits in well with the trend of the entire show.
Well, I feel like they've definitely got more drama because it has been boring and I haven't been watching it because of that reason. It's just like an ad for them. But there was a big fight, and that's exactly why we watch it for, because we want to see big fights. And it involved Kim and Courtney, right? And this is what they were fighting about. Here's a little bit of their fight.
We're on a group chat that's actually labeled not Courtney, so we know and have to funnel what your friends are saying to us. and have to figure out why you're such a different person and why you have this vendetta out.
Do you think I want to be a part of that?
Okay, so they're having a big fight, and then Kim's come out and said that they have a separate group chat, a little side chat that's labelled not Courtney.
So harsh.
I saw this bit literally sitting on the couch last night, yeah. And
the fight was pretty intense.
Yeah.
You could feel, I actually really felt for Courtney, especially because Kim was saying things like, well, your kids have come up and spoken to me and are you even happy? And I was like, oh man, you fight dirty, but sisters fight dirty. This is what happens.
But I also thought, I said to Carly, I was like, if you would just stop tongue-kissing Travis Barker outside of his mouth and your mouth, animals.
They're polarising people.
This is all for show, though, of course. They put this on.
No, this is real family stuff.
No, it's not.
Well, I think Court is really peeved off. Who knows?
She stole her wedding vibe, mate.
Anyway.
Kim has recreated this fight with Jimmy Kimmel as well. So she knows it's a bit.
Yeah. Well, look, they obviously figured out that the ratings weren't as good and they needed something. But so who knows if it is real or not. However, siblings do fight. The side chat, though, I want to chat about that. Courtney's like, I do not have a side chat. That I do not have time to have a side chat. I'm sorry. People have side chats.
Are you about to admit to having a side chat? Do you have a side chat between us three?
Yes, of course. I do.
Really?
Yes, because sometimes I just message you.
Well, you never message me.
Well, sometimes I do individually. Sometimes I just message Tom.
That's right.
But I don't have a side group where I say to Lingy, oh, God, Tom, I say it to his face.
Well, no, so the thing is, it's not such a thing when there's only three of you. When there's more than three of you.
When it's a big group. Don't be telling me that you're not in a group chat with your mates or your family. Someone says something, then all of a sudden, beep, beep, there's another group that's been made talking about what is happening in the main group. Mm. Let's be real, all right? When people are like, I don't gossip. Gossiping's human life. This is what we do. I love gossip. Everyone gossips. That's what people do. Everyone does it. So
what's the name of your side group chat in your family? Out yourself here. Who have you excluded? Who's the not dot, dot, dot?
No, it's not really the fam. I'd say it's more friends. I'd say it's friends.
Your friends listen.
Sometimes also, I mean, look, Mum says some pretty funny things in the fam chat. And sometimes there might be a little side like, oh my God.
Oh, you cut Mum out of the chat.
She's gone downhill.
It's like a sidebar.
Do we get her in? Do we section her yet? What's happening?
It's funny when you do that at dinner, though, because you all sort of stand up and then excuse yourselves and all go to the toilet at the same time, have a little natter, a little chat, Mum, and then back to the dinner
table.
Don't
tell me, Thomas Lewis. Mm. Look me in the face. Mm. I know that you would have side chats. I know 100%.
I know I'm not part of side chats. I know that I'm in group chats and the people in those group chats have other group chats because sometimes one in particular is an idiot and he keeps posting in the wrong group chat. And I'm like, what, you guys have another group chat? And they're like, yep. And then that's just sort of it.
The not Tom group chat.
Yeah. Not Tom.
It's good. Keep your crap away from me. I don't want to hear. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. So you would have seen this, Lingy, and I'm sure maybe you were there amongst it. You have been in this situation before. Grand final.
Yes.
Collingwood won. Still doesn't taste right, does it?
No, it sounds awful.
It does. Mm. But Craig McRae, the coach of the Collingwood Magpies, he was up there with Darcy Moore and they were just about to be presented the cup from Darcy's dad, which is Collingwood great.
Peter Moore. Mm-hmm. That was such a beautiful moment.
And I said also how beautiful that they've done that 2 years in a row because last year Joel Selwood's dad presented him with the the cup.
Yes, that is nice. It was pretty special. Peter Moore, just quickly, played in 4 losing grand finals for Collingwood, so never won one, but he got that moment to be able to hand his son the Premiership Cup for
Isn't
the
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Fantastic. So many beautiful moments there with families and stuff like that. It seemed to be a family club for once in its life, you know what I mean? The Dacos brothers there with their dad as well. But also Craig McRae jumped on stage and gave a little speech as well, which was beautiful. And the coach actually said that it was already the best day of his life because his partner gave birth to a baby girl at 7:45 the morning of the grand final.
Yeah.
It's since come out that he actually had no intention of telling that information to the world, and that him and his wife discussed it and they were not going to say anything because they're quite private people. Yeah. He's a very private guy. And he said, oh, look, I'm not going to tell anyone we've had the baby. And then once he got there to the rooms, it's like the vibe overtook him, and then he told the boys in the room, and then he just got on stage and was so excited and just came out with it.
Just blurted it out to 4.5 million people watching at home.
Right. Mm. He let it slip.
In a big way.
In the excitement of the day.
Yeah.
He let it slip. And let him not be judged on this, because he is not the first and will not be the last.
No, true.
We've all had it either slip to us or let it slip, something that we should not have had because it was just too exciting. The information was too exciting.
That's right. And it's not always you that lets it slip about your information either. Like it's yeah, other people will be like, oh, they'll hear something and then they'll be like, oh, I can't keep a lid on it. And such and such has had such.
Really quickly, on a very similar note, when I announced my retirement, so we just won the 2011 Premiership. 2 days later, I did a press conference to announce that I was retiring from footy. My sister, who wasn't telling anyone that she was going into hospital to have her first baby, hadn't told her friends, hadn't really told too much of the family.
Yeah.
In the press conference, they said, oh, what are you going to do now? You know, you're retiring. I said, well, first thing I'm going to do is head to the hospital because my sister's having a baby right now.
Oh,
she was fuming at me. Thanks. Spoil the moment.
A lot.
Not even your news.
No.
All right. Big news. Who let it slip? Were you trying to keep something on the down low and someone let it slip? Was it you? Was it someone else?
Lisa is with us from Geelong. Lisa, what have you let slip?
I actually didn't let slip. My doctor did. I was really crook. We went to a few friends and I went to Girls on Track years ago.
Yeah.
Had the best time. I was so sick afterwards. I was hungover for like 3 weeks. But this isn't right. Something's not right. I'm going to get some blood tests done, go and see the doctor and make sure everything's okay. And little did I know that my sister-in-law, who also has the same name, sees the same doctor.
Oh, no.
So that was back in the day where they don't ask for your address or your, you know, date of birth or anything like that. They just, you know, it's Lisa. So I get this phone call from my sister-in-law, also Lisa, and she says, have you got some news to tell me?
Oh.
And I go, no. No, I haven't got any news. Why would I have news? No, no. And she said, maybe I should tell you the news because it's not me. And I said, what are you talking about? You see the same doctor as I do. And I said, what? No, I'm in Park Street. You're somewhere else. No, I'm in Park Street. See Mark as well. And I've gone, oh, God. And she goes, you're pregnant.
Oh.
And I was like, no, what? How do you know before I do?
Yes.
And that's how I found out that I was pregnant, and she got the information before I did. I was shattered.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely shattered.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So that doctor's been...
That happens a lot. Like, so we go to the bank, and she's got the same bank, and they call her about finances for me. And it's all this, like, it's coincidental because we have the same name too. Lisa's married two brothers.
Wow. Well, that seems...
So we end up with the same name.
You didn't organise that well at all. Yeah. I think that's more on you, Lisa.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.